You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Bold and Beautiful fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your 2 week spoilers for B&B running from Monday, April 15th, all the way through Friday, April 26th, which is going to take us into the very beginning of May sweeps. There is exciting stuff to talk about, a couple of days of preemptions and big comebacks, all kinds of stuff that has me super excited. If you haven't, please subscribe. And now let's just jump right into it. On Monday, April 15th, we have got Steffi having enough of Deacon talking about Sheila possibly being alive, enough of him trying to influence her husband, because, you know, Finn brought that theory back to her and it infuriates her because, you know, she knows she stabbed her to death. So kind of interesting. She goes over to Deacon, tells him to get a grip. Sheila's dead and gone. He's not convinced of that at all because he sees more signs of threats from Sugar. So RJ is freaking out on Monday because Luna finally says the words, "Oh, by the way, you know, I slept with your cousin while taking magic mints." And he is going to be in just a fit of anger, pulls away from her, ignores her begging and her saying how much she loves him. And he marches over to Forrester Creations to have a showdown with his cousin, which happens on Tuesday, April 16th. By the way, Tuesday and Wednesday, if you're in Mountain, Pacific, Hawaii, or Alaska time zones, you may lose Bold and the Beautiful due to European soccer. So check Paramount Plus if you have a subscription there to watch any missed episodes, or CBS.com, where you should be able to see the episode without logging in or having to pay for to get past a paywall. So maybe. I'm in Pacific time zone right now and it's still showing that it's set to record on my DVR, but of course I won't know until I go and look. All right. On Tuesday, RJ is in Zenday's face. He is furious. As a matter of fact, he tells him, "Oh, I don't blame Luna. I blame you." To be fair, I mean, Zenday shouldn't have been hitting on her. You know, she told him no, no, no. And of course, not many men are going to turn away a woman that's in their bed, but he shouldn't have been macking on her to start with. And he gets punched in the face from RJ. And this is going to make things a little harder on Hope for the Future, I suspect. Hope Logan on Tuesday talks to somebody, I think Liam, and reveals the real reason she didn't say yes to Thomas's proposal. That should be interesting to hear. Wednesday, April 17th, again, a possible preemption in those four time zones due to European soccer playoffs. Luna is completely crushed that RJ is angry and isn't talking to her, and she opens up to her mother, who of course she blames for all this, but still her mom. And Poppy is desperate to comfort her. And I just wonder if she's going to go try to talk to RJ and take all the blame on herself. I don't think RJ is mad that this happened with Luna. What I think he's mad about, which is reasonable, is that she has had weeks and weeks and weeks to tell him what happened. And had she told him right away, you know, I think that would have mitigated his anger. But now he feels like, you know, she's lied to him and slept with him again. And just, it's very, very messy. And Liam talks to Hope and he agrees with her that Beth can spend more time with her granddad, Deacon, now that Sheila is no longer a factor in his life. Thursday, April 18th, we have got Finn telling Steffi he's increasingly worried about what's going on with Deacon and his fixation and insistence that Sheila Carter is alive. And, you know, Steffi doesn't want to hear any possibilities about that. And Deacon, meanwhile, is determined to prove that he is right, that there was 10 toes in the oven, Sheila is alive, and he gets a new lead soon that has him close to figuring out what happened to Sheila. And on Friday, April 19th, we've got Tracy Bregman guesting over from Young and the Restless. Lauren Fenmore flies in from Genoa City to talk to Deacon. She doesn't want to hear Sheila's name, but once he starts talking to her and, you know, asks her about Sugar, it's all going to come out. And once he finds out that there is indeed a doppelganger at play, well, that sells the whole thing to him. So as he is getting concrete proof and is completely convinced that Sheila's alive, we have Hope and Liam talking about him and Steffi and Finn talking about him, and everybody thinks he's off his rocker. However, the following week of April 22nd through 26th, he is going to convince Finn that he is indeed right. Sweeps kicks off on Thursday, April 25th. I don't think we're going to see Sheila Carter until Sweeps kicks into high gear. So that week of April 22nd, Deacon is finally able to convince Finn that Sheila is alive. He's going to tell him what he found out from Lauren, that there is this woman who looks just like his bio mom, but has all of her toes, and that she was in contact with Sheila and that she was making threats. All of that adds up to, yes, she's alive. And by Friday the 26th, the second day of Sweeps, Finn and Deacon are out on a Sheila searching safari. On Friday the 26th, they're going to run into special guest star Clint Howard, who is playing this homeless dude, Tom. And they're showing him a picture, asking if he's seen anything. And clearly he has seen something. The big question becomes, if you look at that picture and you say, oh, I've seen that woman, well, did he see Sugar or did he see Sheila, since Kimberlyn Brown plays both roles? Deacon is desperate to find her, and he is increasingly certain something bad has happened to his nine-toed lady love. And I think he might well be right. Meanwhile, that second week, Hope is going to be floored because her new Hope for the Future team is imploding because of Luna and Poppy's gosh darn mints. I don't see any path forward for RJ to work with those two. And if Hope just wants Zenday and Luna to work together, I can't imagine that Luna would agree to that. I think she'd probably be willing to walk away from her internship if it meant that she could keep RJ as her boyfriend. And there's no way RJ is going to tolerate her working like that with Zenday. I just can't imagine how it would go. And Luna is absolutely desperate to get back into RJ's good graces in the second week. He is absolutely furious. He's punched Zenday. Hopefully he's got some of the anger out of his system. And I do think he might be willing to forgive her, but, you know, it might not be instantaneous. Meanwhile, as Finn heads out on that Sheila searching safari with Deacon, that is going to give Liam Spencer the opportunity to slide in closer to Steffi Forrester as her frustrations with her husband Finn grow. She does not want to hear anything about Sheila, and she certainly doesn't want Sheila found, even if the woman is alive. All right, those are our 2 week spoilers. Please drop your comments and subscribe if you haven't. Let me know what you're excited to see, and check back soon because we are going to have some May Sweeps predictions, and of course, comings and goings actions for Sweeps and so much more to talk about. We are here talking B&B 7 days a week on your number one soap opera spoilers channel. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.